I'm very pleased to say that I think there has been a resurgence of interest in the short story form and in collections of short stories in Australian literary culture. In the last 5 or 6 years, in fact, there have been a number of, well, quite a few collections published. But you're right in the sense that I think there is still sometimes this perception amongst readers and amongst publishers that the novel is the real deal and short stories are more or less apprenticeships that you have to serve before you go on to do, you know, the real thing, which I don't subscribe to at all. I think they're just very different ways of thinking about the world, thinking about experience, and they each have their own challenges and their own pleasures, I think, for both writers and readers. I think short stories have more in common with poems than they do with novels, because short stories, like poems, tend to capture a moment in time or moments in time, and they tend to work through both forms, work through compression, so that in relatively few words you're trying to evoke a range of meanings, complex meanings, and that's what poetry does, I think, too. And yeah, I think short stories are about a snapshot or a glimpse, and novels are about a world, and you immerse yourself in a novel. I think short stories actually require a kind of alertness when you're reading, because every word has to matter. And I also think readers, I know myself as a reader, I tend to notice sloppiness or in short stories. I mean, like stylistic sloppiness, or whether there's a sentence that doesn't work. Whereas in a novel, I think you tend to skip over those. Readers are more forgiving of novels, perhaps, than of short stories. My favourite definition of a novel comes from a poet, actually, an American poet called Randall Jarrell, who defined a novel as a work of prose fiction of some length that has something wrong with it. I think that's true, that no such thing as the perfect novel, whereas I think a short story, you strive to write the perfect short story where every word matters, where nothing's wasted, everything contributes to the whole. Saying all that, I don't want to diss the novel. I've tried to write a novel myself and been spectacularly unsuccessful, at least that's what the publishers I sent it out to were letting me know. It does require a different kind of skill and really a different way of thinking, as I said earlier, about the world. So I'm pleased that there are these differences for readers to enjoy. One of the aims of this collection, that was a very self-conscious aim on my part, was to evoke a range of voices. Because I don't know about you, but sometimes I wake up in the morning and I think, oh, God, it's boring old me again. I'd rather be someone different. And so there's a great pleasure in imagining perspectives and inner lives in particular, because I'm particularly interested in characters' inner lives, in what goes on in our heads. And so I've written about adults, adolescents, working-class people, middle-class people, and men as well as women. So that was a specific aim, to have this range of voices and different ways of seeing the world. In terms of where I get my ideas from, it's a whole range of things. I mean, it's sometimes from... I've written a couple of stories based on my experiences of travel, one of which is in here, the first book in the collection, about going to New York and the immigration processing detention centre, or the centre, which is off the coast. Well, it's no longer used as that. It's a museum now. I get my ideas from reading. I get my ideas from walking around my suburb and observing and listening, overhearing conversations. I can start a story with just a single image or a word sometimes and see where it takes me. One of the great pleasures for me of writing is the unexpected, that I'm never quite sure where a story is going to take me, and sometimes they take you to very surprising places. As my mother will attest, she's quite horrified by some of the things I've written about. That's apparently Peter Carey's comment. He says, always write something that your mother would be shocked. I think that's probably good advice. Yeah, and especially today with so many people being time poor, I think it's a lovely way to spend those slivers of time that we might have to just do something for our own pleasure as opposed to, you know, trudging through a day of work.